Hello, friends. I'm glad to make this podcast because it has meant so much to me. This year, I was introduced to a group called City Alight, a music group from Australia. Their music is wonderful. Every song they sing is a sermon. And one of theirs is called Christ is Mine Forevermore. It's a song that parallels my life in many ways. It was a tremendous blessing to find it. It begins with, "My days are numbered." Well, I'm 87 years old, so I know that I'm on the short count of days. Number two, "I was made to walk with God." As a young man, God did not rule my life until I was 16. Then number three, "Jesus covered all my failings. He is my Redeemer." I realized that at 16, I look back at my life. I'd been through three divorces by the time I was 14. Both father and stepfather were alcoholics. And I came to the conclusion there must be a better way. I asked him to be my Savior at 16, and he forgave all my sins and became my Redeemer. Number four, "I am His forevermore, and He is mine forevermore." We formed a relationship that will not be dissolved. Like the Trinity, we're bound together in a unity relationship. We are connected. Number five, "Walk through the valley where I see no earthly good." The ministry to which He has called me has been disaster relief and humanitarian aid. I worked in North Korea and Iran, Serbia, and many others. I worked in situations where nature, with storms and some people who cause war, have caused tremendous pain. Number six, "My pain is not wasted as God completes His work in me." My pain has sensitized me to the pain of others. It has also motivated me to help others become free from their pain. It also has helped me understand the heartbreak of God over my sin and His heartbreak over the condition of our world. And in addition to this, as it completes His work in me, recently my wife passed away. We were married 66 years. The pain is still great, but it has opened ministry for me to others who've lost their mates, because now I understand and we can communicate. That's God. It also says that I'm a pilgrim on the narrow way with Jesus. That is such a blessing, because my deepest desire is to follow the will of God for my life. When I pray, I'm not trying to get God to do my will, but my prayer is that He will shape my mind and desire to follow His will. I want to do what He wants me to do, not what I think I ought to do. Number eight, "Being one with Christ, I will encounter harm and hatred for His name." The many places I've served, I've been walking the razor's edge between life and death. I know that. As in one instance, after a month of living in the Iranian mountains, feeding Kurdish refugees after a desert storm, an Iranian soldier ejected the bullet from his AK-47, handed it to me, and said, "This one was for you, but I just didn't use it." You see, God has armored me to do His will and to work in His area, in His will and in His work. It's just been amazing. He's armored me with faith in Him and in His angelic protection. He has given me the confidence that if He cares for me and sends me into these situations, He will protect me. This form of ministry has been continuing since 1967, and I've been aware that I'm covered with sufficient armor that it'll last to the end of the war, because He's with me every day, and it's still going on. Number nine, "He will deliver me safely to that golden shore." Well, now that will be when I retire from the field of battle to be in his presence in heaven. You see, number 10 is, mine are keys to Zion City, where beside the King I walk. Through my acceptance of the work of Christ on the cross, I've been granted the privilege of walking with the King. He desired to walk with Adam in the Garden of Eden. Now I have the pleasure of walking with the King every morning, because in my heart I found his treasure. Christ is mine forevermore. So every morning when I go to pray, I invite God to join me in the garden of prayer as he joined Adam in the Garden of Eden, to be with me that I might regale in his fellowship and love. I hope you understand the message I'm trying to give. I received that message through this song. It's been so helpful because it's not for me alone, but for all those who would take Jesus as their Savior. This song mirrors my experience with God. The message it has is simple. Trust Jesus as your Savior, and he'll be yours forevermore. When you stand in the presence of God, you'll be there as a result of Christ's work on the cross, and the Father will see you as one of his own, a child of the King. Praise God.